Oh, have I got a real person or is this a recording?
No, this is a real person.
Okay, I didn't catch your name.
Waynette.
Okay, Waynette, this is the one I was trying to get, okay? I didn't catch it. My name is Uta Bum Bum. Okay, you remember me. Yeah, Happy New Year. I still have a problem, and I just came up, you know, I'm up in age, I just had a book. Am I interfering in anything main right now?
Okay, well,
I would just make sure, that, you know, that I'm trying to not disrupt things any more than I have to. I'm trying to handle things in a civilized manner. I'm 83 years old, just had my stuff. I'm not that mobile, both car-wise and physical-wise and all these other stuff, as we know. Okay. And I also may have some mannerism that might offend somebody, but I don't intend to. I'm trying to solve a problem. Let me state it real succinctly as best as I can, and I'm trying to go upon this now. If I state this somewhat bluntly, forgive me. The catch is I have a problem, and if I put it really in short terms, using a little bit French colloquial language, I got screwed in this court by this court. Judge Martin knows about it. Judge Martin, I had some past discussions with it when he was a district attorney, and since then he's now become district judge. And as the district judge, he has the both the power and the duty to do something about this. And I'm trying to keep from having to go in there and get myself arrested and all these other stuff. I'm trying to handle this in a more civilized manner. Now, this thing may vary rapidly, and it is rapidly above you, but I'm simply trying to arrange a complaint. I've tried it with the sheriff's department and all kinds of other stuff. Those guys are not informed enough. So, as I said, and I don't mean this in a derogative manner, this is above your pay grade, and I shouldn't have to be there, and I'm trying to solve this stuff without going in there and putting myself down there and parking myself and going through all the stuff and getting myself arrested. Do I make myself clear? Have you looked at my website? If you can look at it, you're not arguing. I'm saying, I'm not trying to argue anything. I'm just saying I think this is so much above your pay grade than anything that you've seen or imagined. Okay, but I'm saying that the judge knows about it. The judge is now in a position to do something about it. It's his court. In fact, he has a duty to do something about this. So I'm just trying to convey that without having to me sit down there and go through me and disturb the whole place over there and all kinds of other stuff. You know, we're civilized people, and I'm trying to avoid having to go in there and get myself arrested. I've developed that fully on my website. So I'm simply saying, I'm saying here, if you have any questions, you can call me, and I have my phone number at the top of the website, and you can call me, or anybody else can call me, or you, or the judge, or the sheriff, or somebody can basically make a civilized contact with me on this. I do not want to have to go in there and get myself arrested. I mean, it's that plain, okay? I'm simply saying that you know, I'm too old for this. It makes too much of a slam. I don't want to disrupt something, but I'm really out of my wits, okay? Now, I'm saying, I do expect some kind of a reply from you or somebody you designate or the judge that designates or something. I really had intended to come down there and park myself down there with my sign. Have you heard about the sign?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay, just to make sure we're talking about the same thing. Okay, you know which sign I'm talking about? I didn't hear. You may have pushed a button. I got to turn my volume down here. Am I interrupting? I had to turn my volume down and started squawking a little bit. Okay, I can hear. Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm saying, I just want to make sure I'm talking about the signs. This court has gone. That's the one I'm talking about, right? Well, let me pronounce it over there. I'm not sure you're familiar which sign I'm talking about. I don't want to have to repeat this, waste your time and my time on this step if you're familiar with it. Okay, I have a sign. If you look on my website on the top, and I think you need to, somebody needs to look on my website. I'm trying to make it easier on you, the judge, and myself, and all other kind of stuff. I had to go into the courthouse over there when Judge Drum was there and had two big signs over my head that says, "This court has gone batshit crazy." Pardon the French, okay? And they told me not to do that again. Didn't arrest me, okay? Didn't do anything about it, okay? And effectively, I don't want to have to do that again. You know, I'm saying I still got the signs. In fact, I've got it attached to my walker. I'm practically a walker in a wheelchair, and I don't want to go through this sort of stuff. So, yeah. Okay, I don't want to go in there and put people on the stuff, but essentially, you know, all the details, what I'm describing right here to you, I think it would be wise for you or the judge or somebody to look at this sort of stuff. In fact, I'm going to cut this conversation short to let you judge the seriousness or who you want to pass it on to. I'm just trying to make it easy on the judge. I do not want to disturb the court any more than I have to, but I will. And I do not want to go in there and get myself arrested, but I will. Okay? I don't want to catch crud in the jail and be exposed to all those idiots down there. We're civilized persons. We can handle this sort of stuff. Look at the website, and I do expect some kind of a return call. If an initial one, fairly quickly. I'm available. I've got a recorder on it. I've got irregular schedules, day and night. Doesn't make any difference. But I expect some sort of return. I do not want to have to go park myself over there with a sign in front of the stuff and get myself arrested. I don't want to do that. So I'm going to shut up on that because I think I made it clear. Okay? Okay? I will give you both the name of my website that you can find it. You got my name, but it's Udo, UdoBirnBaum. Everybody, including all the bailiffs, know about me. Okay, Mr. Martin knows about me. Had long discussions with him. He knows all about it. But he's now the judge, and he's in a position to do this stuff. And this was not done in the process. He knows all about it. I'm just trying to inform you as much as you might need to do at least the urgency of getting some communication. The guy's in the jail, not my problem. The guy on the cop on the street, he's got the gun, but you know, he defers to the courthouse and the judge and the who knows what. But the only one's not going to defer to it is me. Okay, so let me tell you, you don't have to do it now, but do it. Type into the Google search. I recommend the Google search, and somebody's going to have to go look at this website because that keeps me from repeating all kinds of garbage that's relevant. Okay, if you will type into If you type into Google search three words, "damn courthouse criminals," spell the damn right, D-A-M-N, damn courthouse criminals, it'll guide you to me as number one. If you type in "damn courthouse," it'll autocomplete with criminals. If you type in "courthouse criminals," it'll put the damn in front of it. Okay, have I got it basically clear? And my website is single word, damncourthousecriminals.com, and I think I made myself clear what this is about. And any information anybody needs, and that's all they're going to get if they arrest me, is what's on the website. I don't want to bother anybody or anything else. It's all on there, and I expect some sort of a call back. And the call back can be that you or Mr. Martin or somebody refers this to the sheriff and essentially pay some attention to this man. Okay, haven't made myself clear? Huh? Yeah, I'm trying to be as... You don't have to be an attorney. If you want to know something about process, if you want to know something about your court, I'm offering you my website. I've gone to extremes to put this on, so I expect some sort of return call back. Because if I do not, I will continue back to bug you until I finally have to. I've got something in there on my website. It's all over. Why I want them to arrest me? It's on there. It's, you know, you will find it amazing, and you'll find it a tutorial or anybody else around. And I expect some sort of callback. I'm sort of through unless you got some questions right now. I expect a callback. Okay, thank you. I'm glad to talk to you. I mean, we're all civilized, you know. I'm too old, I have to put up with this. But I'm saying, if you really want to learn something about, you know, if you really want to learn something about courthouses, what all can go wrong, if you think it only happens in Washington, it's happening here too. So I appreciate your time. You have any questions right now? Okay, I assume I made myself clear, but I expect to hear some way out of your department, which of course means from the judge, and I'm trying to keep him from being bothered by this. He doesn't really have to put up with this sort of stuff, but it shouldn't have happened. So I had a very good call, and I thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.